Hi, this is Tony Dungy. You're listening to Sharing the Victory, and I just want to wish you a very, very happy Father's Day.
The Fellowship of Christian Athletes, the heart and soul in sports, presents Sharing the Victory with University of Nebraska assistant football coach Ron Brown. Today you'll hear from two-time U.S. Open golf champion Lee Jansen.
There are days when I'm very frustrated about my golf game, but I can walk off the golf course knowing that my salvation is secure, that nothing I do can separate me from God.
And former Super Bowl champion coach Tony Dungy.
I just believe so strongly it's following those Christian values, those Christian principles, the way God would want it done, but we aren't getting that message out enough.
You'll also learn about FCA's strategy to share the gospel in New England.
And the thing that I often tell people is we need to talk to God about people before we talk to people about God, because it's God who has to open the doors.
Thanks for spending part of your Father's Day weekend with us. Here's the host of Sharing the Victory, University of Nebraska assistant football coach Ron Brown.
Happy Father's Day to all you dads out there. You know, there's another great event coming up this weekend. And it's golf, the U.S. Open. Our own Bill Bumpus, a.k.a. Dad himself, recently had an opportunity to visit with two-time winner of the U.S. Open, Lee Jansen. Here's Bill's interview with Lee.
Well, Sharing the Victory here today with Lee Jansen, two-time U.S. Open champion and eight-time winner in the PGA Tour. Hey, Lee, thanks for visiting with us today.
Glad to be here.
I know that you have a heart for kids and for what FCA is doing. Tell us why it's important for you to get involved in ministries like FCA.
Well, I guess God probably just laid it on my heart that young people are very important, college age, high school age, you know, the FCA, and any organization that has a willingness to dive into young people's lives. I guess because it's such a long journey, your faith walk with God through Jesus, that as you get older as an adult and your wisdom maybe is easier to push back onto the young people and make an influence on their lives. Because the young people, are, you know, they're our leaders of tomorrow. So if you can have an impact on them now, the amount of people they can have an impact on later in life is, you know, it's multiplication. And God deals in that sort of thing. You know, most people think it's so hard to change the world, but if you can have an impact on one person who later has an impact on two or three people, and they have an impact on two or three more people. So it really expands very quickly. And it's also great to see young people's lives change. You know, I just remember my days in high school and, you know, the self-esteem issues with kids and wondering who they are, you know, are they accepted? What do they got to do to be cool? And then once they find out that God loves them and that's where they get all their self-esteem from, you know, it changes their lives.
Hmm. We're visiting with Lee Jansen. Lee, you've won the U.S. Open twice, and there's not many that can say they won multiple majors. Describe and tell us how difficult it is to win not only a championship, but just a PGA tournament. How does your relationship with the Lord help you with the pressure? I mean, it's got to be huge, the pressure each week to try to win and perform. And how does the Lord help you in those situations?
Well, winning on the tour, I believe, is getting harder and harder every year. Competition gets better. Tiger Woods has certainly raised the bar, so to speak. You know, his attitude about playing to win every single time out, how he prepares himself. You know, anybody that I've played with over the last 20 years has seen anybody prepare themselves that way. So I think he's changed the minds of everybody on how to prepare and what to, you know, expect of themselves. So that has raised the level of competition tremendously. Plus, he's very difficult to beat when he's playing. Those two things both combined, plus the knowledge of all the technology and fitness and everything else that goes into it, you know, just people are driving each other to be better constantly, and it'll be that way, you know, 20 years from now also, that, you know, the competition is just going to be much better 20 years from now. So there's more good players than there were, and they've learned how to play better. So that does make it very difficult to win. And when you know, it's a sport that success rate's very low. One victory is a great victory. You can go 5 years without a victory, you win a tournament, and it's a highlight. It's tremendous. It turns a so-so year into a great year. But, you know, when those times are not there, you know, is that who you really are? You know, do you let your golf victories determine who you are? Hopefully you come to a realization that it doesn't matter whether you win 100 tournaments or no tournaments, that doesn't matter. That's not what God is after. He's after your heart. So there are days when I'm very frustrated about my golf game, tremendously frustrated about the way I've played, but I can walk off the golf course knowing that my salvation is secure, that nothing I do can separate me from God. And, you know, I have an opportunity, even in my worst days, to have an impact on other people's lives. So the victory sometimes is short-lived on tour when you win a tournament, but the victory with God is forever.
Wow, that's great words, Lee. You know, you mentioned impact, and I know in your life, Payne Stewart had a great influence on you and on so many. Could you talk briefly about the late Payne Stewart and his life and the impact it had not only on you but many others, and it's still having impact to this day?
Right. I knew Payne for quite a while on my days on tour and always enjoyed being around him. We had a pretty good friendship and enjoyed being around each other and had many friendly competitive rounds on the tour and also practice rounds. So even though he had a change late in life, you know, I got to enjoy Payne Stewart as a lot of other people did for many years. The thing that really struck me was the impact he had at the funeral of so many guys wanting to change their lives because of Payne's impact. You know, people ask the question, you know, here he is just figuring out things at this stage in his life, and now he's gone. But the grateful thing is that he did figure those things out. So we didn't have to wonder, you know, where he would be spending eternity. So really what I took from, you know, that short time around the funeral was, if he has this kind of impact on us, what's it going to be like 6 months from now, a year from now, 6 years from now? And, you know, a lot of times people are interested in making a change, sort of like New Year's resolutions, but they don't last. And I just really was determined that my life was going to change from that point on. And pain can influence people. In his death, I wanted to influence people by living a different life. So that's really what, you know, influenced me then. And hopefully I can look back 50 years later and say that it had a tremendous impact and changed me and from the inside out. And because of that, it changed other people.
Well, Lee, thanks. Thanks for those powerful words and for impacting lives. And we're going to continue to pray for you and cheer you on. And Lee Jansen, thanks. We really appreciate you spending some time with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Bill. We videoed Bill's interview with Lee Jansen, and you can check it out on our website at sharingthevictoryradio.com. As we celebrate Father's Day, we got another treat for you, and that's Tony Dungy. He's coming up later on the program. Up next, we'll be continuing our series of interviews with regional directors of FCA across the land. Up next, the regional director in New England, Fouad Ferris. You're listening to FCA's national radio program, Sharing the Victory.
For the ball game.
Sure, being a dad isn't easy.
Oh, Dad, look. Yes, it's a home run.
But you know what?
Thank you for taking me to ball game, Dad.
It sure is worth it.
Happy Father's Day, Dad.
From the Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
Not only is SharingTheVictoryRadio.com the place to listen to past programs and subscribe to receive the free podcast, SharingTheVictoryRadio.com is also the place that links you to the Fellowship of Christian Athletes to learn more about how God is using the largest sports ministry in the world. Also, you'll get access to the online version of Sharing the Victory magazine. Check us out today at SharingTheVictoryRadio.com. That's SharingTheVictoryRadio.com. Check out our newest podcast called One-on-One at SharingTheVictoryRadio.com. Now back to Ron Brown.
It's an honor to have Fouad Ferris, the New England FCA Regional Director, with us here on Sharing the Victory. Fouad, welcome to Sharing the Victory.
Thanks, Ron. It's good to be with you.
New England, six states. I'm not sure everybody in around America knows that, but, you know, it is an interesting place. I grew up in New England in the state of Massachusetts, and quite frankly, I know from the time that I coached back there in Rhode Island at Brown University and I first got involved with the FCA in the early 1980s, that it's always been a tough nut to crack for Jesus. Talk to us about your time. You've been there 11 years now. Would you agree with that statement or disagree? What do you think?
No, I would agree with it. It is a very hard place in a number of ways. Obviously, it's a very secular culture, and secular in the sense of that there's not even a place at the table once you bring in issues of faith in. So they don't even, they immediately exclude it, and because of that, you don't even have an opportunity to proclaim the message. People know that students need help, but they don't think God is part of the answer, so they don't even give that an opportunity in most of the places up here.
You know, Fouad, the last verse of the book of Judges says that everyone did what was right in their own eyes.
Exactly.
And you know, and that's really kind of what you're dealing with there in the New England states. How can we pray for the movement of God through the vehicle of sports and FCA in New England? Because really, it is one of the toughest battlegrounds probably in our nation right there in New England.
Absolutely. And I think the thing that I tell people, I lead a number of men's Bible studies here throughout New England that I'm involved in, as well as some student studies. And the thing that I often tell people is we need to talk to God about people before we talk to people about God.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's God who has to open the doors. And so oftentimes what we'll do is we'll ask for open doors for the gospel. We try to partner in a lot of ways in serving the community here in New England, whether it be having an event, which we just did with the Boston Marathon, or whether it be putting on an event like we're about to do with a duathlon that we've partnered with and now have complete ownership for, and it's been going on for 13 years. And these are opportunities to reach out into the athletic community, because FCA is not known in New England. And so consequently, as we do that, we give people the right, and we earn the right to be heard by others by being here with them. I think one of the things that I've often said, Ron, is that what we're doing here in New England right now is we're digging a hole. And by that I mean that you don't need a foundation to put up a doghouse. You do need some foundation to put up a house to live in. And if you're going to build a skyscraper, you need to go down deep.
Mm-hmm.
And I think oftentimes the nature of ministry in places like New England is to throw up doghouses. They're fast, they're quick, they give people an immediate product. The problem is every time there are storms, fences get littered with doghouses.
Hmm.
And what we're trying to do really is to go down deep. We spent 10 years here now earning the right to be heard.
Hmm.
We've done that through serving and connecting and just being here and being faithful. And hopefully God will use that to continue to allow us to expand into other areas. And so the prayer of an open door and earning the right to be heard is huge for us here. And fortunately, God has raised up more and more people who have understood what we're doing, who've come on board with us here. We realize we've got a long way to go. I mean, I have six states. There's about 13.5 million people in New England.
Mm-hmm.
I am the only full-time staff person in New England. We have two part-time field people and two part-time administrative people that help us. But we're slowly but surely making a difference here for Christ in New England.
Mm. Well, the harvest is plentiful. The workers are few. That's for sure, Fouad. And you know, God has called you in that few category. And we're going to pray that God would send some workers into that harvest right there specifically in New England through the FCA ministry. There may be somebody listening right now who is hearing from God that this is a call of my life. Who knows what God will do, but I know God is faithful, and he's been faithful through you right there in New England. So God bless you, and thanks for being on Sharing the Victory with us today.
Thanks so much for having me, Ron. You guys have a great day.
That's Fouad Ferris, the regional director for the New England State for the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Just a reminder for you that if you have any questions about FCA or you want to find out more information about us, the best place to go is on the web, fca.org. Up next was the treat that I promised you, former NFL great coach Tony Dungy. Tony will be sharing with us about what God's been doing in his life since he left the NFL. That's next on Sharing the Victory.
You love sports, and you love reading about sports. But your favorite sports publication seems to have become little more than a fantasy league report. Enter Sharing the Victory magazine. Published 9 times a year by the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, Sharing the Victory gives you in-depth articles on some of today's most popular Christian athletes and coaches, as well as stories of FCA's impact around the world. You'll also get STV's cutting-edge 2-page poster highlighting one of the magazine's featured athletes. Order your subscription today at sharingthevictory.com. A Father's Day tribute from Heisman Trophy winner Tim Tebow.
I was very lucky growing up to have a dad who was very strong in his beliefs. He wasn't very affected by peer pressure at all or what other people said. So, you know, with homeschooling, with being a missionary, with taking this whole family to the Philippines, I learned from someone who is very bold and courageous. You know, I'm just very thankful for having a, you know, father figure who set the way for me. And what I saw, you know, my dad do it, I know I can do it as well.
Happy Father's Day from FCA.
Hi, I'm Chris Klein with the Los Angeles Galaxy, and you're listening to Sharing the Victory.
Always a pleasure to visit with our head coach, America's head coach, in my opinion, Tony Dungy. Coach Dungy, welcome to Sharing the Victory.
Well, thank you very much, Ron. It's always great for me also being back with you.
Coach, you're not coaching per se right now. Obviously, everybody in the world knows that you've retired, and I put quotations around the word retired. What do you sense God is calling you to do with the spiritual gifting that you have specifically? Is there anything that's really shaping and taking form?
Well, I do think it's a message of hope and a message of direction for younger men especially. The last book that I wrote, Uncommon, really was a message to teenagers that you don't have to follow the crowd, you don't have to live the lifestyle that society says is the way you should go. And that's something that's really important to me. My last year in Indianapolis, we had the lowest graduation rate in the history of the city, and we had the highest homicide and crime rate. And a lot of that had to do with teenage boys just not finding their way. And that really impacted me. And as we did a lot of outreach when I was coaching, and I was really proud of our players with the Colts. They did a lot in the community, a lot reaching to young men. Mm-hmm. But to me, it was, how can I get that message out to these young people that following Christ is the way that's going to help you through this maze of life?
You know, Tony, in 1 Corinthians 16, it says, act like men. There's a huge emphasis on men in the Scripture and taking stewardship of the culture. And I look in the Old Testament, in the book of Nahum, and it talks about how the city of Nineveh was going to crumble because of the disobedience in the city. And it said that the men had three issues. They were enchained, you know, they were bound in chains. Secondly, they were bought off in the public square. And thirdly, they were leading like women. And, you know, it obviously God loves men and women equally in terms of value, but there is a different role of leadership. And what you're doing here with teenage boys, in those three areas, if you could talk a little bit about how you see young boys, teenage boys, being bound in chains with personal sin slavery, maybe being bought off at the public square and taking a public stand for Christ, and then thirdly, the difference between men and women in terms of our leadership and influence.
Well, I think it starts with point number three, that manly leadership and manly influence is slowly disintegrating in this country. We are not taking the stand. We're not being the role models for our younger boys that we need to be. So many of our guys, as I was working in the NFL, it was almost 3 out of 4 of the guys that were coming to us as rookies in the National Football League didn't grow up with their dads. So they're not kind of getting the message of what it really means to be a man, this type of godly living that you're talking about, Ron. They aren't getting that. And so we've got a generation of boys who are really looking. And where is this message coming from? Is it coming from the fortunate ones? Maybe it's coming from an FCA huddle leader or high school coach or some other role model that way. But for the most part, it's coming from the media. It's coming from TV, from movies, from the streets. And they aren't telling them about leading like men and really what that godly influence is. And I just believe so strongly it's following those Christian values, those Christian principles, the way God would want it done, but we aren't getting that message out enough.
We're talking to Tony Dungy, former great head football coach in the National Football League. Coach Dungy, you know, the Scriptures talk is particularly in the book of Deuteronomy I've been reading lately in chapter 6 and chapter 11. It talks about talking to your kids while you're going, while you're sitting at home. There's got to be an active connection between what you learn about Jesus in Scripture and actually doing your sport or doing your trade. Maybe it's carpentry or music. And when you make that connection, it seems like those young boys really get excited. Have you thought that through, and was there anything that you did when you were coaching that made that a reality for those players?
Well, for me, I tried to use the Bible, and when I'd give talks to the team, I'd give illustrations from the Bible and talk about things and how it did relate to us every day. That's what I saw when I went to the Pittsburgh Steelers, and we had a bunch of really strong Christian players, and I saw for the first time how it impacted them moment by moment, on the field, off the field, their home life, how they related to teammates, to fans, to everyone. And that's when I began to understand that, hey, this Christianity thing, it isn't just going to heaven, stepping forward in church so you can make sure you go to heaven at the end of your life, but it's really how you live every day, how you play. And Donnie Shell was my teammate and roommate with the Steelers, and he was the first one to get across to me how you read the Bible, how you view your relationship with Christ really impacts how you play on the field. And that's a concept that I don't think enough of our young men get. And if for you and your listeners, if you could be in prayer for me, I'm really trying to visualize a ministry to young people, and that's what I'm hoping for, and to be used most effectively by the Lord. That would be my prayer, and if you would be in prayer for me with that, I'd appreciate it.
Hey, Tony, I'll do even better. Why don't you get a chance on national radio right now to pray on behalf of that? Would you mind doing that?
I'd love to. Thank you. Lord, we do come to you. We see a nation of young men, young women who are following the wrong ideas, and we need to turn their hearts towards you. And we want to do that with all our heart. We just pray for the discernment of how to do that. We pray that a nation would be mobilized, that the Christians in this country would really see the urgency in that and really try to reach out to our young people. We just pray for avenues to do that. We pray for your power and your strength and your spirit to arm us to do that. And we just know that that's what you want, so we know it can be done. And we just ask you to help us, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, thanks, Coach Dungy. We really enjoyed having you today on Sharing the Victory. That was Tony Dungy, a former great NFL coach, with us here today. Lots of words of wisdom on Sharing the Victory. You heard Coach Dungy mention his newest book, Uncommon. I have 5 copies of Uncommon that I'd love to give away. Give us a call right now, and we'll put your name in the hat, and we'll pick 5 winners. Just call 866-788-5031. That's 866-788-5031. One more time, 866-788-5031. Next up, another great dad, Les Steckel, our FCA president, with Coach's Corner, encouraging us to take a stand for righteousness. Don't turn that dial.
FCA Gear is your place for top-of-the-line clothing. With clothing from FCA Gear, you'll let everyone know you support FCA, the heart and soul in sports. Also available at FCA Gear, Bibles, devotionals, study guides, and much more, including books from Tony Dungy, Jim Tressel, and Les Steckel. At FCA Gear, you'll find that perfect gift for the sports person in your life. FCA Gear is available online at FCA.org. That's FCA.org. Next weekend on Sharing the Victory, you'll hear from Baltimore Orioles second baseman Brian Roberts.
God is my refuge. God is my strength. There's no place that I can go that he's not there.
And Joe White shares his passion for reaching men for Christ.
And when you give a man a tool that he can effectively be a great commission player, it changes the whole church.
This is your place to be inspired to do sports God's way. So make sure you join us every week for Sharing the Victory.
Welcome back to Sharing the Victory. I'm your host, Ron Brown. It's time for Coach's Corner with FCA President Les Steckel.
Happy Father's Day weekend to all you dads. I salute you. If you're a dad, no matter how big and important your job is, there's no area in your life where you'll have more influence than being a godly father to your children. God has called us to be the spiritual leaders of our homes. For several weeks now, we're looking at godly men in the Old Testament. We're considering men whose faith in an all-loving and caring God led them to accomplish tremendous victories for the Lord. You and I might think that some elements of our culture are hostile to the things of God, and that's true. However, we can rejoice that we've never faced what Joseph did, as we discussed last week, or Daniel did, as we'll talk about next week. And God promised Noah, when he proved to be faithful, that we'll never have to experience again what he and his family did, the destruction of all people by the worldwide flood. The biblical account of Noah is told in Genesis chapter 5 through 9. The first we learn, just what a man Noah was, is found at the end of chapter 5. We're told Noah was 500 years old before he fathered his 3 sons. Now that's some kind of man. What kind of vitamins did he take? Far more importantly, though, Noah was, as Scripture says, a righteous man, blameless among his people. Thank God that Noah was righteous and blameless. God was so grieved at the wicked state of mankind in Noah's day that God determined to wipe everyone else off the face of the earth. But Noah had found such favor in God's eyes, he promised to preserve Noah's life, plus his wife's and their sons' wives. That tells me, dads, that Noah had raised his own sons to be dedicated to the Lord and to resist the pull of the great evils that were all about them. The Lord instructed Noah exactly how to build the giant ark that would preserve him and his family and two animals of every species. God may not have told Noah that it would take him 100 years to build the ark. But Noah and his sons were faithful to build the ark to completion, despite what must have been constant ridicule from his unbelieving neighbors. If you think that sometimes some people put you down for your trust in the Lord, consider how you would have endured 100 years of mockery as Noah did. God also gave Noah precise instructions as to what kind of wood to use to build the ark, and to bring with him two of every living creature, male and female. Now, Noah may have known where to find the cypress wood for the ark, but where to find a male and its mate of every kind of animal and every kind of bird in the known world? I doubt that. But take a closer look in Genesis 6 and 7. Noah didn't have to search the world for all these various animals and birds. Scripture says that God brought them to Noah. Reading that again now reminds me that when God gives you a specific task, He'll provide what you need to accomplish it, no matter how incredible the assignment is. This is Coach Les Stuckel, President of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, with a word of encouragement for you today. If you feel that your stand for the Lord is exposing you to harassment and mockery today, remember Noah. He and his sons stood for righteousness when everyone around them was evil. God met their entire needs and preserved them and us as their ancestors to live a life in a covenant of blessing with Him. Let's never forget to praise Him for that awesome privilege. God bless.
Thanks, Coach. Next week, Brian Roberts, second baseman for the Baltimore Orioles, will be with us, along with Joe White, who's talking about his heart to reach men for Jesus Christ. And we'll have Tim Johnson, the FCA Regional Director for the Midwest. Again, to all of you dads out there, happy Father's Day. And remember, fathers, mothers, boys, and girls, there are two ways of doing sports, God's way or man's way. Which will you choose? From all of us here at Sharing the Victory, have a great week in Christ.
Earlier in the program, Ron interviewed former Super Bowl winning coach Tony Dungy. We have five copies of Coach Dungy's newest book entitled Uncommon. Call us right now to enter the drawing to win one of the books. Our toll-free number is 866-788-5031. That's 866-788-5031. You can also enter by sending us an email. You can find our email address at our website, sharingthevictoryradio.com. Make sure you leave us your mailing address. Again, the website is sharingthevictoryradio.com. Thanks for spending part of your Father's Day weekend with us, and we hope you can join us next weekend for Sharing the Victory. Sharing the Victory is a production of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, the heart and soul in sports.